Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Oh, it's going to be a fun Saturday coming up because it's the second Saturday. And that is the big events for Main Street down in Oberlin, Oberlin Business Partnership, Positively Oberlin. And we have Maureen Simon to tell us all about it. Good morning, Maureen. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Thanks, Bruce, for having us back on WEOL.
I know it's the chalk walk took place back again. Is this rain going to wash it away? How long has that chalk stuff been on the sidewalks now? About a week and a half already, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah, the funny thing about Chalk Walk, it seems like we always have rain the day after Chalk Walk. And you can always tell the folks who've been doing it for a while because they really know how to put the chalk down thick and dark. And so a few survived, but yeah, now it's pretty, it's all gone. But we had an amazing turnout. I swear every year our local quote-unquote artists just get better and better.
Just kind of a unique event, and it's one of those things that sort of lives on a little bit after the event itself. But the second Saturday is coming up. You're going this Saturday. What's taking place in Oberlin?
Yeah, so as you said, it's this Saturday, July 9th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And despite the weather forecast right now, the outlook for Saturday looks fantastic. 75, a perfect day to be walking around outside and going into stores. The theme this month is Discover Connection in Oberlin, and there are so many ways to connect in our town. We've got a great day planned with something for everyone. Folks can start out at the Oberlin Farmers Market in the City Hall parking lot and then head downtown where stores will have sidewalk sales and promotions. Then they can head over to the East Street Courtyard, which is behind Slow Train, where Oberlin Kids and Kids Speak will have activities for the little kids there in the courtyard. And then nonprofits and vendors will be in Tappan Square. And visitors can also win a $10 Oberlin gift certificate by participating in our White Squirrel Scavenger Hunt, which is fun for kids and adults. Then at 11 a.m., they can learn a little bit of history on the Oberlin Heritage Center History Walk. Then if folks need a break, we, of course, have great restaurants for brunch or to grab a coffee or a delicious pastry at one of our bakeries. We'll also have a caricature artist, so folks can get a fun picture commemorating the day for free. And, of course, it wouldn't be Oberlin without musical entertainment. To get started with all the fun that day, folks can stop at the Oberlin Business Partnership Welcome Tent. And we'll be at the corner of Main and East College, like right by Huntington Bank. That's where you'll get the information about the scavenger hunt and great places to shop and eat at. But, of course, you can find all this information and more by going on our Facebook page, OBP, Positively Oberlin. You can like and follow us there. And at our website, oberlin.org.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of activities, and you've got it very well planned out, and even that scavenger hunt. Now, these are not the real white squirrels, right? These are like little pictures of squirrels that they'll have at the different locations on the scavenger hunt, right?
That's correct. They are not live squirrels. If you want to see the actual white squirrels, you got to hang out in Tappan Square. They've also been spotted on Vine Street. But no, these are stuffed animal squirrels, and we've hidden them in participating stores. So we want folks not just to come downtown, but actually go into our shops. And even some of our restaurants or bakeries have hosted the white squirrel before. So, yeah, you find the white squirrel, and then the participating store, they have a special stamp. Each store has their own, and they stamp the passport. And then when folks are done, they bring the passport back to the welcome table, and we put it in a drawing, and then we contact the winner.
When did you first find out about those white squirrels in Oberlin? You know, right? Were you told of those things, or is that something that you knew for quite a long time?
The funny thing about the white squirrels is that a lot of folks think that they're the albino ones or the ones with the red eyes, and they're not. These are an actual, just its own breed, kind of like the black squirrels. that I would see in New Jersey. So we moved here a little over 10 years ago, and folks would say, like, oh, you got to go see the white squirrels running around in Tappan Square. That's where they were. And the population kind of dropped, but then, you know, they're starting to come back a bit, so you can spot them more than you have been able to in the past few years.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Just a unique thing that people will see and just kind of reminds them as well of Oberlin. What's the town like now? The kids are gone, right? Or do they still have some kids hanging out in the summer for the college as well?
Yeah, the college doesn't have you know, summer like classes or activities for the college students. So it's a little quiet, but the college does host summer camps for teens all over the U.S. And so, you know, we do have some young folks walking around town. And of course, Oberlin is also a destination for cyclists, and so they tend to. They meet up at where Oberlin Community Services is that parking lot by McDonald's, and they come cycling through town, and of course they stop and hang out. So there's still activity going on in Oberlin, but plenty of parking, and it's a great time to try to get into one of our restaurants for brunch because there's a little bit less competition for seats.
I would say, yeah, absolutely. Not many people with their laptops as in the other part of the year, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So if people, again, it's coming up on the second Saturday, this coming Saturday, July 9th, and a lot of that fun activity. Hope for some nice weather. So it looks like you got a lot of great things planned. We appreciate your time this morning, Maureen. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks. Maureen Simon joining us, Program Manager with Oberlin Business Partnership. Again, you can find out more at their Facebook page as well and the Main Street Oberlin, a lot of activities going on. Second Saturday is the one for them. And it's all part of our Main Street Beat.